he recorded the evidence of what happened to the opponents of Hazrat Masih Maud, who were close relatives, who had not accepted Ahmadiyyat. Now this Baba Sandhi was an old family servant. You know, there used to be the old custom that some families were servants. They were servants, their children were servants, and their children were servants, and for generations they were attached to certain families as servants. So he belonged to that family who used to serve our forefathers from time immemorial. And was born in our family, was raised up there, and he knew all the things, inside stories of what happened and what not. So he was not Ahmadi at that time himself, Baba Sandhu. He accepted Ahmadi later on when he grew up. He told me the story that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam, he remembered only this much, that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam had prophesied that all his opponents from among the family members would die issueless. And all their properties and whatever they have will revert ultimately to him, because nobody would be left to inherit anyway. So he said, I saw the last part of it. He said, I saw the end of Mirza Nizamuddin, the father of Mirza Gul Muhammad Sahib. He said, it so happened that one after the other, people began to die, leaving widows and orphans behind. Ultimately, even the orphans began to die out. And one after the other, it was a big haveli, according to him, a very big mansion in which the entire family lived almost together in various parts of that mansion. So one after the other, some family became extinct and lock was put up there. And another family became extinct and a lock was put up there. And so on and so forth, until when Mirza Nizamuddin was about to die, except for Mirza Gul Muhammad, his own son, who was later to become an Ahmadi, almost the whole family had died and every house was locked up. There was none there. And I was appointed to serve him. So he lost mental control during the last days. And in extreme agony, he would tell me to run to so-and-so and call him, Mrs. So-and-so, Miss So-and-so, Mr. So-and-so. And he had lost his memory and he wouldn't believe that they were not alive. So I used to run and come back in a make-believe way, as if I also didn't know, while I knew that there was no one to be found. So I ran to that place and came back and said, Tala Bajya Hai. That was the sentence he repeated every time. It was so pathetic, so deeply moving, that I had it recorded. He said, all right, run away to that house. And I ran and played for a while and came back and said, Tala Bajya Hai. So this is a very, very moving, not only moving, it is terrible to hear him in that tape, the first-hand version of somebody who was present. So I recorded it, and it's a very important historic piece, so it should be preserved.